Yeah, so she frightened me enough into putting me on a diet, which I was quite willing to do. And then she wanted to see me in a certain, I can't exactly remember how long I had to leave it. It wasn't too long, but I'd done everything I should have done, or what she told me to do, and I went back for this second look at me. And she was amazed that I had lost 1.5 stone. And she was so pleased. It made me so pleased. And but this is where my ignorance really came in. She said, "Absolutely well done. That's what we've been looking for." And I remember saying, "Thank goodness for that," because I didn't really want to be what they call a diabetic. And she says, "Why do you think you're cured?" And I said, "Well, I'm hoping this is brought me that way." And she says, "No, I think it's about time we made and you understood that you're a diabetic now for the rest of your natural." And this bit I couldn't get to grip with, not at first, just because I couldn't understand, I didn't understand it properly until they give you all the leaflets and pamphlets, which you're glad you get in the end, but at the time I just did not know, and it was hard to realize. But what I remember most of all in them early days was, "This is something I've got, but oh, there's no problem to it. You can cheat," because I was told you mustn't have this, that, and the other. And going from normal life into a completely different way of life, it took a bit of understanding. Well, not so much understanding, but accepting, in as much as I found myself having choc ice or a piece of cake. And I didn't feel any worse afterwards. No, I felt good psychologically. I thought, well, there's nothing wrong. And of course, in them days, I wasn't taking blood readings, or didn't have to, just used to have to go every so often to a doctor, and they just examined you and asked how you were. And I felt absolutely fine. I thought, well, there's nothing to this diabetes at all. But of course, as life's going on, I'm the first one to put my hand up now and strongly try to advise anybody who's been told they're diabetic is please take notice right from the word go, because it's one of these illnesses that catches up with you afterwards. You feel great at the time, but when you start having various complications with different parts of your body, you wish to goodness you never had that cream cake. Although it's only one, I know, but that's how it starts.